How will the sector have been able to dictate a desk report on Thomas Brood, B-R-E-A-U-D, date of birth 2/18/1949, date of procedure June 4, 2024, physician sector has been able to do. Referring physician is Dr. Jose Fuentes. Procedure performed is cephalogastroenteroscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma. Next line, colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is GERD, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma. Family history of colon cancer, comma. Personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or explains to the patient. Patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. While lubricated, lymphedema, gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advancing direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex view is obtained of the cardia. Aerosection from the stump before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed while lubricated lumps video. Colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penis orifice, iliac valve, confluence of folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, iliac valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Lesson about perfect score is graded as 6,2-2-2, comma, fair, prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unruffled. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the pipe block with evidence of a tongue of salmon colored mucosa with one island overlying it. Comma, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology and to allow Barrett's esophagus. Comma, this was PROG C0 M1.5. Next line. There was evidence of a small hiatal hernia, comma, 1 to 2 centimeters, and sliding type. Next line. There was evidence of multiple gastric polyps, comma, 7, approximately 8 to 10 millimeter body polyps were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. Approximately 7 millimeter antral polyp was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy, comma. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 overall with evidence of a periambulatory diverticulum with food debris in it. Next line, a colonoscopy, next line. Boston Bob Prep scores graded as 6,2-2-2, comma, fair prep, next line. There was an approximately 15-millimeter pedunculated polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy, noted at 5 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line. There was an approximately 2 centimeter rectosigmoid polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy at 30 centimeters from the anal verge with the hemoclip placed over the defect. Next line, there were 2 8-to-10 centimeter ascending colon sessile polyps from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter cecum sessile polyp from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there's approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 descending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 8-to-10 millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyps from cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of left sided diverticulosis coli that was moderate. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retrosection that were non bleeding and small. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy based on polypathology as well as evidence of Barrett's esophagus. Comma likely will need repeat EGD in 3 years. Sending path. Next line, continue PPI daily. Next line, recommend colonoscopy in 1 year. Pending path. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained and NSAID avoidance recommended.